60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, I want to apologize.
Oh, wow.
You don't do that a lot.
I don't, but something's been weighing on me.
Okay.
Very heavy the past few days.
Uh-oh.
Something that I realize I haven't done in a while.
Okay.
And I feel like I've been neglectful to our listeners.
Wow, dude, this sounds pretty deep.
Yeah, and I haven't paid attention to your needs as much as I should be. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever really paid attention to your needs, but I haven't done this in a while, and I feel like I need to because I feel really bad about it.
Something you do, something that's overdue?
Yeah, something that's long overdue.
Oh my God, get to it already. What are you trying to say?
I haven't started off the morning by making out with our listeners.
Oh, no one wants that.
And
I am so sorry,
you guys.
It's so creepy when you do this, dude. I'm glad it stopped.
It was a meaningful time, and like I said, it's been a couple years. Since we've just locked lips and enjoyed a nice embrace and a little makeout session
so
before the shock caller question of the day. So
great.
I think that's how we're going to start the show today. It's just a quick makeout sesh to get everybody ready. What better way to start your morning, right?
I personally think coffee is a better go-to to wake up.
Come over here, you guys. Let's just do this right now.
Whenever you're close to the radio.
Get close to your radio, and we're all just going to have a big makeout session real quick.
Oh, God.
So much tongue. Gross.
That was nice, right?
No.
I don't think anyone enjoyed that.
I don't think they enjoyed it because it wasn't long enough.
No, it's awkward. There's kids in the car.
I'm going
probably back
in.
No.
Oh, stop.
Oh, God. Oh, did you spank somebody?
Who just spanked me? Was that you in the RAV4?
It's always the guy in the RAV4.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
It.
Yeah, it's good.
Bro,
it's a good morning.
Okay.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way, we're all fired up. Let's get into the shock caller question of the day.
Please, can we get shock rather than this?
Young Jeffrey, let's come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Brick Fox.
Hmm. Look, it sounded like a Jubal kiss.
Brooke's putting on the shock collar while she does that. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Glamour magazine recently did a survey asking over 3,000 women what makes them feel fabulous.
Ooh, I like this question.
Okay.
It's kind of a vague question, but apparently they meant what are the things that put you in a really good mood?
Yeah, everyone knew that, Jeffrey.
I'm just being specific to help you out. And they found the top 5 answers that women gave. You have to name them in no particular order.
Ooh, can I ask, is it like daily simple things or are these like big, big things? I would assume it's like a daily simple thing, like having drinks with a girlfriend.
Yeah, like being in your wedding dress is probably not one.
You mean
right?
That's a little specific. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
So I'll give you a hint here.
Okay.
One of the top 5 answers was spending time with your close friends and or close family.
So I'm on the right track.
So you're on the right track there.
Ooh, I know what makes me feel fabulous.
What's that?
Putting on that pair of jeans that didn't fit and now they do.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you keep them in the back of your drawer. You're like,
totally.
Oh, someday. And then you finally get them on. You may have to lay down on the bed and suck in for 20 minutes to get them up. But whatever, they're on.
That's why I'm all about elastic waistbands right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nothing makes me feel more fabulous than not having to squeeze into jeans.
You're tricking your mind.
Yes.
Maybe just getting dressed in the morning. Like you look at yourself in the mirror when you're done.
No, that's not an everyday thing.
Yeah.
You don't
you
feel
know?
Good every day when you get dressed?
And it's not just feeling good. You feel
it's
fabulous.
Okay.
I mean, I think that like, first I thought like a compliment, but I think something bigger than a compliment, like a promotion at work or like some sort of praise at work makes a woman feel fabulous.
Yeah. I think a compliment would be a good answer though. Doesn't everyone feel
it'd have to be from somebody that you really respect.
Like I've been gaining tons of weight lately and someone on the other side of the building was like, hey, you've been losing weight? And I was like, not at all, but thank you. I was super excited.
That is
nice. I think she was hitting on me.
Let me hear the question again.
Glamour magazine recently did a survey asking over 3,000 women what makes them feel fabulous. And they found the top 5 answers. You have to name them in no particular order. I'll give you another hint. One of the answers was getting their hair professionally done.
Mm. Okay, so getting your hair done is the first answer I have. The second answer is hanging out with friends.
What about an unsolicited junk pic? Oh, I hear that ladies love those.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh. That makes them feel so good.
So good all the time.
Start their day right.
What else makes me feel really good? Makes me feel really good when my spouse, like, flirts or, like, makes a sexy move.
With you, obviously.
Yeah, with me.
He's flirting with the checker and she's assaulting you.
Ooh, I feel fabulous
yes,
about that.
With me. So some sort of, like, romantic gesture from your significant other makes you feel fabulous. Can
okay.
I say that?
Yeah, that's an answer.
Yeah.
I think getting a new, really good outfit. Like, I love my new coat that you guys hate, and I feel fabulous in it. Mm-hmm. Like, I put it on, and I'm like, damn, girl.
Looking
good. Oh my god.
Yeah,
so a new outfit I would go with. And then my last one, I'm gonna go with a work thing. I think when you get a promotion or you get some sort of like big praise. Recognition at work.
Okay.
That makes you feel on fire. Like, yeah. I own this world.
I'm killing it.
Watch out. Who runs the world, girls?
Okay, you're currently not killing yeah. your job.
You see what I'm saying?
A survey from Glamour magazine found the top five things that women say make them feel fabulous. I already told you two of the answers were getting their hair done professionally and being around their close friends and family. You had to name the other three. One of those answers was getting a romantic compliment from their boyfriend or husband.
Hey, there we go, Brooke.
That's correct. Number two, buying a new outfit
Woo!
Or pair of hey. Shoes.
God, I know my ladies.
You
yes.
Know, you know fabulous, girl.
And third, 50% of women say that they feel way more attractive if they get a full night's sleep.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You just wake up feeling fab.
You do wake up feeling fab.
You feel so good. Mm-hmm.
All right, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Fergie, Glamorous, so you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S. We're flying first class. Up in the sky, popping champagne.
Yeah.
Living my life in the fast lane. And I won't change for the glamorous or the fly. Ow! Not glamorous.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.